Café Louvre is a grand but lively spot on the downtown Prague boulevard Národní. Despite many changes over the decades, visitors can still get a sense of what it may have been like when it first opened its doors at the beginning of the 20th century. To learn about the magnificent establishment's history, we spoke to Silvio Soper, Louvre's owner for the last 25 years.
The original owner had this building, the Louvre Palace, built in 1902. It's actually a double building. It has two postal addresses, number 20 and number 22. While many people might assume little happened here until 1948, this cafe underwent many changes, not just changes of ownership and design, and decor also changed several times.
Possible witnesses to those transformations were a number of illustrious names. Karel Čapek was a regular, as were German language writers such as Franz Kafka, his pal Max Brod, Otto Pick, and Franz Werfel. Einstein used to visit when he was lecturing in Prague prior to World War I. Café Louvre was nationalized by the communists in 1948. When Silvio Soper took over in 1992, the floors had been destroyed, and there were strip lighting on the ceiling. Unlike Prague's other grand cafes, Louvre isn't at street level, but on the first floor. Mr. Soper said this didn't put him off.
I had some concerns, but I felt that it had a spirit of the past. I knew it would be a long, slow start, but I felt we'd get there in the end. Some people around me were skeptical, because it's very unusual for a cafe to be on the first floor. They were afraid nobody would come in.
But come they have, and it isn't unusual to see well-known names from the Czech arts world and public life at Louvre's wooden tables. And perhaps because it isn't at street level, the cafe's clientele is still predominantly Czech, despite it being only a few minutes from the bottom of Wenceslas Square.
I think we're in the lead. We've got a better score in that regard. If you look around now, you'll see the vast majority are Czechs. Of course, there are periods at weekends, at Easter in the summer, when there are more tourists. Then they predominate, or at least it's 50-50. But for most of the year, Czechs are in the majority.
Café Louvre doesn't have Wi-Fi, and any changes it does make today are gradual, says Mr. Soper.
In many cases, if you come back after 10 years, you can still order the same cake. And a lot of the dishes on our menu have been there for a long time. Yes, we do make some improvements, but our approach is very, very conservative. That could be one reason for our success.
And next week, we'll take you to another grand Prague cafe.